And I still can't believe he's in a bar.
And that's amazing. To sort of illustrate that point, I mean, he could not step foot in a bar before. It was too much temptation. Now he has no problem. Really quickly, and I think it's important to point out, this isn't for everybody. I mean, these people were people who for nothing else worked, and it's about 17% more effective than what else is out there. But for someone like Walter, it made a big difference. It tamps down the sense of euphoria you get from having a drink. So you don't have the cravings for, you know, getting that euphoria over and over again. But the concern is it could tamp down pleasures that you get from other things as well. So some people just can't tolerate that side effect.
Could you actually have a pill that works for other prescription drugs if you're somebody who's addicted to prescription drugs?
This is absolutely the answer. And that's where a lot of researchers are sort of working. The same sort of concept. Again, tamping down the sense of well-being after someone has opiates or pain pills, for example. There's a medication called Suboxone. It's a little bit different in that people have to stay on it for really their entire lives, whereas with naltrexone, he was on it for about 4 months. But, you know, some of these things are in early clinical trials, and the population of people that are being studied are people who have failed everything else. Nothing has worked, so now they're going to this. They're adding counseling in as well, so it's not the pills alone. But you can see for Walter, it made a huge difference.